They say beauty lies in the eyes of beholder. But then at this rate, cosmetic companies would go bankrupt and there would be nothing like a beauty pageant. So yes, for all practical purposes, there is a dormant wish in everybody's mind to comply to some standard norms of beauty. Yes, being beautiful is not really in your hands, but beauty surely gives you a lot of benefits in your social life. Point here is, as everybody else, India too was and is obsessed with this whole concept of beauty. 1994 is a significant year in India's story when it comes to beauty. In May 1994, a 19-year-old Sushmita Sen clinched the title of Miss Universe, the most beautiful girl in the universe. Universe, mind you, not just this planet Earth, but in the entire universe, other planets, solar system, Milky Way, and all of them included. Well, jokes apart, that was a huge, huge win. And it was the first time that India had won the title of Miss Universe. To top it, in November 1994, a 21-year-old Aishwarya Rai won the crown of Miss World. So arguably, two of the most beautiful women in the world were from India that year. Although technically India had won a Miss World title before. In 1966, when Rita Faria won, there was a huge gap between these wins. So along with Sushmita, Aishwarya's win was also celebrated with tremendous amazement. It was as if the world had suddenly noticed how beautiful Indian women are. This trend continued for the next 6 years with so many more women winning the beauty pageant titles. Diana Hedden in 1997, Yukta Mukhi in 1999, both of them Miss Worlds. Year 2000 was even more special for India. Lara Dutta won the Miss Universe, Priyanka Chopra became the Miss World, while Diya Mirza won the Miss Asia Pacific title. The atmosphere was jubilant. It was as if Indian beauty was getting global recognition. And yet, Miss Asia Pacific 2001 is the last time when an Indian won an international beauty pageant. It has been 16 years since then, and there has not been any Miss World, Universe, Earth, or Asia Pacific from India. Does it mean that suddenly every woman in India has turned ugly? Or Indians were beautiful only for those 7 years? Well, as the common sense tells us, no. That is surely not the case. Perhaps winning these crowns had actually got nothing to do with beauty. Then what was it? Now, this is a conspiracy theory that I talk about, but a very strong one and a very logical one. India witnessed LPG. That is liberalization of economy, privatization and globalization since 1991. India practically opened its doors to foreign products, companies and investments. India then had a population of about 90 crore people. Can you imagine what unbelievably attractive market that makes for any company making any product? Indians started waking up to multinational companies. They had started liking the various foreign brands that they saw in market. Brands of food products, of cola, of chocolates, of electronic goods, of lifestyle products. A practically untapped market for A-grade beauty products is an amazing opportunity for any multinational cosmetic brand. But how to go about it? The science of marketing tells you that if you want your product to succeed, you first create a need for it and then sell it. So now if a cosmetic brand is supposed to sell their lipsticks and foundations and mascaras, they would obviously work on creating a need. As a common Indian woman, if I see my own country woman being celebrated for beauty, I long to be like her. If I see her using a particular brand of cosmetics, I want to buy that brand. I also want to be beautiful. There comes the need for buying these products and making them a part of the lifestyle. The theory says that beauty pageants achieved their intention of pushing and establishing the beauty business in India. It was done in the decade after LPG, exactly from 1991 to 2001. By 2001, when they had been firmly established in the lifestyles of people of India, the need to create global beauty icons out of Indian women had ended, and hence, no Indian won any big crown ever since. Well, we must realize that beauty pageants are not a standalone concept. They sometimes also remind of the era of patriarchy, and deciding who's beautiful from a male gaze. It also sometimes induces body shaming behavior with women all over trying to achieve some obsolete, unrealistic, impossible beauty standards. It is also said to be a super capitalistic thing in nature, where an innate characteristic like beauty is marketed and sold. We can also look at it with an understanding that Indians still largely have a colonial hangover and an unnecessary inferiority complex when it comes to white people. Realizing that world is now considering black hair and dusky skin beautiful was also a refreshing change for Indians who largely thought that white is beautiful. So yes, it's a topic of long, long discussions. Hence, to cut it short, Indian beauty was on the global dais in the 1990s. The world celebrated them with much aplomb. India as a nation was amazed and ecstatic. And whatever may the reasons behind this beauty queen phenomenon be, it definitely remains one of the major and largely happy landmarks of India's story at 70.